Meadows Community Church, and we've been asked to come and lead the carols this evening for you to join in. And if you can hear me in the rest of the pub, there are booklets just here. If you know where I am, they're just here. Maybe Lisa might like to bring some round to the rest of the pub. Thank you, Lisa. Okay, we aren't going to sing just yet because I've got a couple of announcements. So the pub here have very kindly donated mulled wine and mince pies this evening to you all. But what they would like you to do is, when you take your mulled wine and mince pie, to give a donation to Riviera Life Food Bank, who are a charity that we support as a church. So please do donate at the bar for this cause. I think there's a jar for the purpose. So. Oh, yes. Yeah. Andy, could we turn that down? Thank you. So I've just realised that the music was still on. I forgot to ask to have it taken off. So good evening, everyone in the whole of the pub. You can hear me then. I can't see you. So I'm going to say again, on the bar there are there's mulled wine and mince pies. Now the pub have very kindly donated these. But as you come up to take mulled wine and a mince pie, would you please give a donation to Riviera Life Food Bank, a charity that we as a church, Willows Community Church, that meets here on a Sunday, this is a charity that we support. Thank you. So I'm just going to do a little introduction just before the carols begin. It occurred to me that every year we get straight into the carols telling of Jesus' birth, but what about the backstory, of which there is so much? I'm not going to read the whole Bible, but just wanted to remind us that in Isaiah it is prophesied that the virgin will be with child. In the book of Luke it tells us how the angel Gabriel appears to Mary, a virgin pledged to be married to a man called Joseph. The angel tells her not to be afraid and that she has found favour with God. He tells her that she will be with child and that she must call her son Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and that his kingdom will never end. The angel tells her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. Nothing is impossible with God. Mary answers, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." So 9 months on, we are now beginning to tell the story of Jesus' birth through the many carols written about this most awesome of times. So it seems fitting to begin with "Come and Join the Celebration." This song was written by Val Collison from Brixham, but is sung nationally and sets the scene, reminding us that God is with us. So if you take your booklets, all the carols will be in order. So we start at the first one, which is "Come and Join the Celebration." Give me a nod if you've found it. Not used to that. Oh. So we're now going to sing. Turn it up. Right, we're now going to sing The Holly and the Ivy. The Holly and the Ivy were, of course, created by God. And each verse individually reminds us of the birth of Jesus, the blood of Jesus shed on the cross, the crown of thorns worn by Jesus, and the toxic drink offered to Jesus on the cross, which he refused. So let's sing The Holly and the Ivy. Next song in your book. So the next song we're going to sing is O Little Town of Bethlehem. And O Little Town of Bethlehem talks about Jesus being the light in the darkness. And again, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you. So this is the first of a few carols telling us of Jesus' birth and the angels and shepherds' visitation. And this one is Mary's Boy Child, which is the next song on the booklet. And the backing track is Boney M's, you may recognise it. And you'll see a little way down the first page it says solo. So there'll be a solo when Richard is singing for a moment, the world was aglow, and then he'll say, people shouted. So in your loudest singing voices, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace. Right. Oh, and also I should warn you, can you see the bells? Put your hand up if you can see the bells. Yay, one person can see the bells. Right, so just after the first couple of lines, there's four bells, and they appear during the song, and that's to tell you there's an instrumental bit, so don't come in yet. So I hope that works. And we start with a reasonably long intro. Thank you. let's go straight into Silent Night, Holy Night. Tony, this table's vacated. I don't know if anyone else wants to fill it that's in the rest of the bar. You never know. Okay, there will be a table available in about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, which is being cleared now over here where we're singing. So do come and join us. So we continue focusing on the story of the birth. We see him lying on a bed of straw. And I'm sure there's a dancing license here because I've been here on other occasions when we dance. So do feel free, Terry's on it, to get up and have a little dance to this one and any other one that you care to dance to. So see him lying on a bed of straw.
Oh,
anyone new has come into the pub since the announcement about the mulled wine and mince pies on the bar, please do come and help yourself and leave a donation for Riviera Life Food Bank, who are a charity that we support as a church, the Willows Community Church. So, without further ado, angels from the realms of glory. Sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
get, there's plenty of booklets over here if anyone's come in and hasn't got one with the words in. Okay, straight into O Come All Ye Faithful. All these years, what unusual gifts. But it was gold for a king, because Jesus is born a king frankincense, because the baby Jesus is divine and God's son, and the myrrh, the embalming oil for when he would be crucified and buried. So it's actually, of course, called We Three Kings, but biblically it's the three wise men. But you're allowed, just for this once, to sing Kings, because it fits, apparently. Sunday morning at 9:30, and our pastor's just going to come and share some good news with us for a few moments. Bruce.
Where am I to speak through? Oh. In front of you. Whoopsie. Right. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Bruce. For those who do not know, I left school at the age of 15 and became a horrible teenager, leaving jobs one after the other. And then I was asked to become a volunteer with a charity, and this rather changed my life. I became a full-time youth worker and then a minister in the church. It was then that I met some very interesting young people, including Vic and Dave. Now, Vic had been in prison for burglary and assault, and he wanted to know more about who Jesus was. And David, he had worked in a local graveyard and went about as a tramp. But one day, he knocked on our door to ask my wife, was it true that Jesus died and rose again from the dead? Both Vic and Dave came to invite Jesus into their lives, and they then became very different young men, devoting their time to the service of our Lord Jesus. Vic became an international leader. Dave became a popular leader here in the Southwest. If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, but would like to know, then simply ask him to come into your life, and you will then know a peace that is beyond description. You know, once we know Jesus and his, and his gift of salvation, we know that he will remain with us always, and he will equip us to serve him and have a personal relationship with him. He will not leave us or forsake us, but he will help us to be lights shining in a dark world. We would love to speak to you if you would like to know more about Jesus. And I have here with me today some copies of a book entitled Rebel Without a Cause Becomes a Rebel with a Cause, which shows how Jesus changed many lives, including my own. My friends, may you all know the joy and peace this Christmas, and may you share the joy and peace with others. My friends, Jesus loves all people, and it is wonderful when we turn to him and invite him into our lives. So, may you all know joy and peace that the Christmas time brings, and may we all share that joy and peace with others. God bless you all. Amen.
Bruce's words, we're going to sing In the Bleak Midwinter. have a wonderful message to tell, that Jesus is born and he's still alive today. So we're going to sing, "Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere."
Oh,
next page on the picture, it says something about a Christmas line dance. I should have announced that at the beginning of the song, shouldn't I? You could have all invented one too. So we're now going to sing one of our favourites, Joy to the World. And we'll sing it through and then we repeat verse one. Invited back next year. Yay, I got a smile. That's good. We really want to thank them and all the staff. Alicia over there, Shania's here, I think, is it Ben? Yeah, Ben. And any staff that I've forgotten, thank you so much for the service you give us all year. It's just amazing and it's a lovely community pub. And we enjoy coming here, not just on Sundays for the service. And I wanted to mention again, it's still there? Yep, brilliant. The mulled wine and the mince pies, just make sure there's some for me, is on the bar. And these are very kindly donated by the pub. And they just asked for a donation to Riviera Life Food Bank, who is a charity we support as a church. And while I mention our church, Willows Community Church, just to let you know that not this Sunday, although you're welcome this Sunday, obviously at 9:30, the Sunday after, if you feel like you want to sing some more carols, we'll be doing the readings in the Bible with the carols that go with them on Sunday the 22nd, 9:30. So please do join us for that. We'd love to see you and at any Sunday that you're free to join us. So I think, I know what remains. We want to say thank you to everybody here. Thank you for joining us. It would have been lonely without you. So thank you so much, everyone. And we're going to sing. Well, we can sing to you, but join in, if you get what I mean. So we wish you a Merry Christmas.